welcome to the program. We're here with another message dealing with our feelings. The dictionary says dealing with something is the particular way in which someone behaves toward something or someone. We're talking about how we behave toward our feelings. Are we going to let them be in control, or will we be in control? We're looking at that from the scriptures. Stay tuned for our program. We've seen in a previous program that Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4, verse number 11, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. He said, I know how, and he said, I am instructed. Now, what we need to do is learn from what Paul had to say under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We need to learn, we need to know how, we need to be instructed. Make this message and song actually your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to
We've read that Paul the Apostle said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed. Now, to learn is simply a gathering of knowledge that is acquired by study. But knowledge is simply an accumulation of information. Once we have the knowledge, we need to know how to use the knowledge. And Paul said, I know how. To know how is to have perception concerning the information that we are studying. What we are studying is how to control our emotions, dealing with our feelings. So he said, I am instructed. Now, Jesus said just before he left to go back to heaven, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you all things. He is the instructor. So if we're going to do like Paul did, we're going to learn. That means we're going to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly learning what the Bible has to say about handling our emotions. Then, once we get that knowledge, we need to have the perception as to how to use it, and that can only come from the Holy Spirit, as He will bear witness with our spirit, which in turn should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how things are going to go. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5, the Christian is commanded to be content. Be content, the Bible says. If we're going to be content, we will need to study to show ourselves approved unto God concerning how to make it a reality in our lives. We cannot be content simply because someone commands us to. If your children are acting up and you say, be content, they can't do that unless they know how to do that. They might fake it for a little while and then get arguing with each other again. If we're going to be contented, we can't do it simply because we're commanded to do it. Contentment is a byproduct of learning acquired by studying the scriptures. Then, because the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, He can give us a perception concerning the information we have as to how to have control over our emotions. And so Paul said, I've learned, whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. And that is how it all became a reality in the life of Paul the Apostle. The dictionary says the word emotion means a state of mind obtained from one's circumstances or relationship with others. Let me read it again. A state of mind obtained from one's circumstances or relationships with others. Now, we said in our last program, we can have some positive circumstances, and oh, we'll be happy about that. We can have some negative circumstances, and our emotions might just get all out of control. And so how could Paul, with all of the problems that he had, make our problems look pretty small, how could he say, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content? He could say that because he understood that contentment is a byproduct, and it is a byproduct of our relationship with the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, Paul was talking about the Bereans, and he said these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, there's three things that they did at that church at Berea that were very obvious in this verse. Number one, they received the word. They had a readiness to receive what was offered. That word receive has been translated accept in two other locations. Not only did they receive it, but with a readiness of mind. That is, they were eager and willing to do something with what they received from the Word of God. Third, they searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. They're seeking carefully and thoroughly to make sure that they have what they need to have. The byproduct of that will be, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content, if that's the subject we're studying about, and that's what we're talking about in this program. In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, once again, Paul said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He also said in Ephesians that it's the washing of water by the word. Now, if you get this picture, the Holy Spirit, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, we've been talking about the Word of God, and we've been talking about our emotions. the Holy Spirit is always in total harmony with the Word of God. So what we need to do is not to be conformed to this world. We don't want to be acting emotionally like the world acts emotionally. That is, if things are going good, I'm happy, and if things aren't going good, I'm not happy. That's the way the world is. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, or the washing of water by the Word. So we get into the Word of God. We say, Holy Spirit, guide me into all truth as I seek to study to show myself approved concerning this subject. The byproduct, Philippians 4:7, peace that passes understanding. Philippians 4:9, just two verses later, it says, those things which ye have both learned and received, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Peace that passes understanding. Getting control of our emotions is a byproduct. Paul also said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, that ye put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Interesting verse. Put off concerning the former conversation. Now, that word conversation means manner of life. You don't want to live the way you lived before, you're not going to get control over your emotions. Called the old man here, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, that's a kind of heavy word. It's been translated desires three times. And so sometimes we think the word lust, that's just something immoral. No, it's desires that are deceitful. And rather than that, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, what's he mean by the spirit of your mind? Well, the word of, according to the dictionary, is expressing relationships. And relationships is the state of being connected. And what he's saying here is the spirit and our mind needs to be connected, need to be working together. As we've said, as we go through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth, we can get to the answers to these questions. So let's review. Dealing with our feelings is to understand our emotions. We're going to deal with them. We're going to understand it. Dealing with the circumstances, we have positive circumstances. We have negative circumstances. Paul the Apostle said, I have learned, that is knowledge acquired by study. I know how, that is a result of his study and getting the perception of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. Therefore, he said, I am instructed. I have been given the direction and the information that I need. And keep in mind, all of the verses that we have looked at in this message came from Paul the Apostle, who said, I have learned, I know how, I am instructed, and then he gave us these verses so we can learn and know how and be instructed. Well, unsafe people are breaking their neck trying to find contentment, and they go to one amusement park after another and take this vacation. I think a new car might do it, and then I'll buy a new house, and I do this, and I do that. And they're breaking their necks trying to get what God wants to give them, and that is contentment. But sometimes I think we as Christians do the same thing. We look for our contentment in our programs or in our local churches, and they are important. However, what we need to do is simply say, Lord, teach me thy will. Teach me thy way. Listen carefully again to the message in the song. It is a prayer. Make it your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. heart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power. Teach me by love. Teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest. Leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior.